You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. eSight is a versatile, all-in-one electronic eyewear device that can help someone with a visual impairment regain some of their day-to-day independence. Now, the device is available in the UK, and joining me to tell us a little bit more about how it actually feels to use eSight is, user Gary, who joins me all the way from across the pond. It's so nice to have you here, Gary.
It's nice to be here.
Now, tell me, how did you first feel the first time you tried on eSight? What was going through your head?
Well, I wasn't actually prepared for how well it would work for me. I had tried many things over the years, and I was always disappointed. And when I tried this, it actually caught my breath. I was not prepared for how well this device would work for me.
So give us a bit of a clear idea here. How much sight do you have without wearing the device?
My acuity is 2400, so I'm considered legally blind without the device. I have no central vision. I have very good peripheral vision, but I can't focus with that. If I'm sitting in a room talking with a bunch of people, whoever I look at, they don't have a head. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Oh dear. And how does eSight change it? What does it look like when you actually put the headset on your head?
Well, everything is very clear, full color. There's no perceptible delay in the feed to my eyes from the camera. But I guess the best way I could describe it is, if I was sitting across the dining room table from you without eSight, you'd have no features on your face. When I put on my eSight, I could actually count your eyelashes.
Oh, wow. I would say I'm quite impressed. I didn't expect it to be that clear.
It's not for everyone. I mean, there's, you know, depending on a person's condition. But fortunately for me, eSight was designed specifically for central vision loss. And given that that's what I suffer from, it's just amazing. The fact that it's completely mobile, it gives me a level of independence that I absolutely could not have without it. I fly all over North America unassisted, because when I'm wearing it, I can go to the airport, I can read the departure gate, I can do everything that any normal sighted person can do. So I have that level of independence back, and that means the world to me. Another example to just say how well this works is, if you can imagine with no central vision, you would never be able to do something like thread a needle. When I'm wearing my eSight, I can thread a needle with ease.
So how does it impact your daily life? Because I imagine you use it quite a lot.
Well, as a matter of fact, now I'm retired now. When I was still working, I wore it all day, because I worked at a computer and it afforded me the same capability as any sighted person in the office. It being mobile too, I could get up, walk over, use the photocopier or converse with colleagues. It just gave me, you know, that opportunity, which is amazing. But when I'm home now, a lot of what I do, I don't actually require it. I've got really good, hand-eye coordination, all things considered. I would never try to do anything detailed. I can't read anything without it. But when I'm going about my day-to-day, I'm used to having the vision loss, and I had to learn to adapt to it before I found eSight. There was a lot of frustration, but I learned there were certain things I could just do. But with eSight now, depending on what I'm doing, I mean, right now I'm at my computer, I've got my eSight on. If I was working in my wood shop and I was doing fine detail work, I would have to put on my eSight to be able to accomplish that. But when I'm doing yard work and things like that, I don't have to wear it, so I don't.
That's brilliant. Now, I'm a bit curious because it does look a little bit futuristic. It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. How did you find the reactions whenever you wore it?
Well, in the beginning, it was a little bit larger in the beginning. It had a cable that connected it to a quite a large box that I wore on my hip. And so when I was out and about, it was very conspicuous. It wasn't something that people were familiar with. I mean, no matter where I went, people, you know, would stare, and My wife was usually with me, and we never felt uncomfortable about that. We always felt that it was an opportunity to, to spread the word, if you will, to, if anybody knew anyone that had my condition, I would want them to know that this device existed. So my wife and I spent a lot of time answering questions. We actually enjoyed it. Not everybody does, but we did. People were amazed to learn what it did for me and how effective it was.
It probably also in awkward situations, would make a really good conversation starter.
It did. Not always started off very pleasant. I mean, some people can just be rude. I was actually on a cruise ship, and I was sitting with a few members of my family, and it was a huge table. There were other couples at the table, and this one woman, an elderly woman, said that she thought it was very rude that I was gaming, video gaming at the table. While everybody was sitting there ordering their food. And rather than get, miserable, I just said, "Excuse me, ma'am." I said, "I actually happen to be blind, and with this device, I can read the menu." And she was skeptical, and she caught me by surprise. She said, "Well, would this work for my husband?" And I said, "Well, I don't know what." And he was sitting right there. He was very quiet. She did all the talking. And I said, "I don't know what's his condition." And when she told me, I asked him, I said, "Would you like to try it?" So I put it on him and, adjusted as well as I could for him without seeing what he could see. And she asked him, "Did it do anything for him?" And he just said, "Hand me a menu." And we handed him a menu, and he started to read the menu. And there was so many tears around that table. And the woman was very friendly after that.
Well, I thought that story was going to go a completely different direction, to be fair. No, I guess I do have one final question for you. When you got the device, because obviously you said it doesn't work, it won't work for everyone. Were you hesitant? Were you a bit worried? Were you putting maybe a lot of hope into using it?
The circumstances when I first had an encounter with it were a little bizarre. I was actually at a convention for the blind, and my sister saw this device at a booth out in the hall. She thought I should go and try it because there was so much discussion out there. So when I stood in line for my opportunity to try it, I was very skeptical. I just thought, oh, this is, a waste of time. But as soon as I looked through it, as soon as I looked through it, the first thing I saw was my wife's face. And she said, "What can you see?" And I said, "I see your face." And she started to cry. And I looked around the room and I said, "I can see everybody's face." And so I didn't have that anticipation or anything. Other people, they hear about it and they can't wait to try it. In my case, I basically just heard about it and looked through it and realized that there was something there. It was months later before I had an opportunity to go the city where their office was, and I did a full evaluation. Now, there was a little bit of apprehension during that time because I already knew that I could see with it. I just didn't know how much it could do for me. And after that evaluation, I read to the bottom of the eye chart right away. I was absolutely mind blown.
Oh, that's amazing. Gary, thank you so much for speaking with us and for sharing your story and your experience with eSight. It's been lovely speaking with you on RNAB Connect Radio.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I love the opportunity to, to get people aware of this technology for those who need it.
To find out more about eSight, visit eSighteyewear.com.